We're just going to jump right in and focus our conversation on Matthew's account of Jesus' triumphal entry. So before we read our scripture, I would love for us to pray together and actually hear from the Spirit of how He wants to speak to us today. So if you guys are able to pray with me, please do, and then we'll move forward.
Jesus, you are worthy of it all. As we sing that song to remember you,
Jesus, we thank you. Lord, as we sit in our seats today, I pray, Lord, that your Spirit will meet us in this place. I pray, Lord God, that you would help us really, really encounter the meaning of Palm Sunday. And Father, would you bring rest to my body? All the anxieties, all the things that are coming up, Lord, I pray that you would speak through me to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you are able, you can look at the screens, you can look at your phones, and we're going to read from Matthew. It is chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And it says this. Is it on the screens here? Okay. Just wanted to know. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent two disciples, telling them, "Go into the village ahead of you. At once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." This took place so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Tell daughter Zion, see, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and then they laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Then the crowd who went ahead of them and those who shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in an uproar, saying, "Who is this?" The crowd were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." We have just heard a story that for most of us is deeply familiar. We all know what happens. We rinse and repeat. We gather year after year during the holiest of weeks to hear it again, to immerse ourselves in the narrative, one that begins today, clutching our palm trees with a joyful crowd at the city's edge and ends at the lonely tomb where only a few brave women dared to visit. But rather than pick apart this story, rather than analyze and intellectualize its themes and symbols from a comfortable emotional distance, I wonder whether we ought to simply let it speak for itself. I wonder whether it's a story best received and held with humble, pregnant silence, as all truly important stories ought to be received. For the one thing that we do know about this story, this passion narrative, is that it is of deep importance, that it reaches out to speak into the most hidden parts of ourselves. It's a story that observes us, that comments upon us rather than the other way around. This story knows us and names us in ways we not want to be known, our hopes, our fears, our terrifying capacities for callousness and reminds us why we are so desperately need God's saving love in the first place. It's a story about people struggling to carefully listen to Jesus' words about the type of king he is and the type of kingdom he's bringing. Sadly, we're still not listening today. We still bring our selfish expectations of Jesus into Holy Week. So at the outset of this Holy Week, as we summon up the courage to sit with this narrative that is both familiar and shocking, I simply ask you to ponder this question. What's distracting you from listening carefully and engaging Jesus in the Holy Week? Today, I want to share a personal story about how even as a pastor, I still find myself holding particular expectations of Jesus and struggling to listen carefully to his words. Can I share with you this morning what the Spirit of God has put in my heart, church? A lot of the heads nods. Thank you. Okay, I'll share the story. It's a very personal story. So each year, Dennis and I take turns on Christian holidays. First year, I preached on Easter, and Dennis preached on Palm Sunday. The second year, Dennis preached on Easter, I preached on Palm Sunday. This year, I was intended to preach on Easter, and Dennis was scheduled to preach this Sunday. But we decided to switch our teaching dates, so you have me instead, and you have Dennis on the most biggest holiday of the year, Easter. So all week, I'm praying. I'm asking God, what is it that you want me to talk about, Jesus? Jesus, this is Palm Sunday. I need your help. I need you to direct my heart to understand this text so people may feel more hopeful than the way they came. I had my commentary stacked up, church. All week, I'm reading articles about Palm Sunday. I did everything a pastor was supposed to do. Monday goes by and still nothing. Tuesday goes by and still nothing. Wednesdays go by and still nothing. And Thursday now, I'm stressed. I'm anxious. I'm overwhelmed. I'm fearful about showing up to church and not being prepared and effective. I'm beginning to feel the anxiety that comes with Christian holidays. If you are in ministry, you know that feeling of being a pastor who preaches on Palm Sunday and Easter. We have to bring content for consumers. It's a real thing, church. So I'm feeling this thing. So I cancel all my meetings on Thursday. I even didn't even watch March Madness Thursday to focus on writing this sermon for Palm Sunday. I drove to a local church and just sat there observing the room only to find another form of anxiety. TVs, decorative pamphlets, corny Easter slogans, staff members running around crazy, buying more coffee for Easter Sunday. Everywhere, anxiety. So I waited there for something to happen. Waited for God to speak. And still nothing. Hours go by, and God is very silent. I got in my car, drove around a block, pounding on my steering wheel, screaming and crying and saying, Jesus, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's Palm Sunday, Jesus. So I called my spiritual director up and told him about my crisis. Hey, man, I need help. Please, help me. Is this normal for pastors to not have anything written before Sunday? He said, dude, yes, completely, you're fine. As you know, I think sermons are overrated anyways. I'm like, okay, so what do I do now? Do I just go back to writing the sermon I have, or do I just relax? He said, just relax and be with your family. And I said, okay, I'll take the risk. I'll just relax. So I went back to this church, snuck into their prayer room, and just sat with Jesus. I'm not making any of this up, actually. So I sat with Jesus in their prayer room, and I immediately went into a posture of confession. Jesus, I'm sorry. I made this all about me again. I wanted a great sermon to seek the approval of people. Can you just minister to me in this place? Can you just teach me Palm Sunday yourself? And I said, is there anything you want to say to me, Holy Spirit? And this is how the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He may speak to you very differently. It may be through nature. It may be a close friend, scripture, art. But this is how he kind of spoke to me in this moment about Palm Sunday. This peace came over me. I wasn't no longer anxious. And the Spirit began to say, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. I said, I am. I'm listening. He said, I want to show you something. I said, okay, show me. He showed me a vision of myself standing on an offshore island with a beautiful sunset. And as I'm marveling this beautiful scenery, I can still hear the Spirit of God say, listen carefully. I said, okay, I am. And I look to my right, and I see a man who appears to be fishing. He's waving at me, inviting me to come over. And I ask the Spirit, can I go over there? That must be Jesus. And he says, no, listen carefully. He kept inviting my attention back, and I said, okay, I'm listening. I returned my attention to the vision, standing there offshore island with this beautiful sunset and this man who is very friendly who appears to be fishing. And as I'm listening, a brown bear shows up in my vision. I'm not making any of this up. And I completely felt fearful, confused. Like, why is there a bear in my vision? It seems kind of bizarre and counterintuitive to include a bear, Holy Spirit. What are you doing in this place? The Spirit kept saying, listen carefully. Focus on the bear. I say, okay, I'll focus on the bear. So instead of looking at this man who appears to be fishing, I paid my attention to this bear. And as I paid attention to this bear led me through this green forest to a honeycomb tree. The bear sat down, ate some honey. He then rolled the honey over to my foot to invite me to eat. I picked the honey up. I surveyed the honey, I looked at it, I smelled it, and then I tasted it. And then once I looked up, the bear was gone. Essentially, he invited me to taste and see that the Lord is good. But why share that? Why share that dream? Why share that vision on Palm Sunday? It's not about you, Shaq. Why share that dream, church, that vision? I had no idea that Jesus would show up as a bear, gentle and meek. I expected the obvious. I thought Jesus was the man fishing. It was not until I began listening carefully that the Spirit began to teach me about the Lord, his character, and the type of king he is. That, my friend, is Palm Sunday, when the God we want and think we know doesn't show up. And another God who is less aggressive, gentle, and meek shows up instead and saves us in ways we don't know were possible. It does not make sense. These paradoxes of what gives Jesus' story its shape and weight and texture, calling us at every moment to hold together truths that seem bizarre, extraordinary, and unfathomable. My friends, that is Palm Sunday, of Jesus calling us away from the obvious and calling us to things that are bizarre. So going back to my question, church, what's distracting you? Distracting you. We all have distractions. What's distracting you from listening carefully and engaging Jesus in the Holy Week? Now we're going to reread this scripture again and begin listening carefully to what the Spirit might want to communicate in this space. We're going to sit in silence for 3 minutes. It'd be hard for some of you, but Christianity is all about challenges and calling us into the deep. So if you're expecting an elaborate sermon this Sunday, go to a megachurch. No offense, mega churches are good sometimes, some of them. But today I'm giving you what I got. I felt like the Spirit has just told me, leave it there. So we're going to sit in 3 minutes and I'll close in prayer. And if something comes up for you in that 3 minutes, share it with someone. But if it doesn't, it doesn't make you less Christian. But God is inviting us in this Holy Week to listen carefully. Okay, so I'm going to reread it. Slowly now, and listen with your ears and your body, and then we'll go into some silence for 3 minutes. I'll play a song, and then we'll pray, and then we'll go to communion, okay? When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent 2 disciples, telling them, go into the village ahead of you. At once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. Tell daughter Zion, see your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey. On a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt. Then they laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Then the crowd who went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in an uproar, saying, who is this? The crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. So, church, for 3 minutes, I invite you to listen carefully. Ask the Spirit, what do you want to say to me about Palm Sunday? And if you have too many distractions, keep coming back to the word of Jesus. I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to get off the stage, and then 3 minutes is up, and I'm going to come back and pray, and then we'll do communion. If you are Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Speak to your people, Lord. In places in our hearts where they need the King of the universe to show up. Remind them in this Holy Week that you are so available, that you are so eager to speak, but we have to listen carefully. Because you want to show us something about you and your kingdom. We get you so wrong, Jesus, at times. Teach us to listen carefully. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.